A federal appeals court hears arguments today in the largest class action suit filed by American Indians against the U.S. government. The Indians charge the government has lost or misallocated billions of dollars that belong to them. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
There was the Battle of Wounded Knee, the battle at Little Bighorn. This is the battle of the Indian Trust Fund. It's been going on unofficially for more than a century. In 1887, the government broke up some Indian reservations into plots of land for individual Indians. The Interior Department was charged with managing the income generated from those lands. The battle entered federal court in 1996 when a Blackfoot Indian from Montana named Eloise Cobell asked the court to find out what no one else could. She asked, how much money has the government earned on tribal lands from leases for oil and mineral and timber and grazing? By law, that money is meant for the Indian Trust Fund. The case could be the stuff of a primetime TV series. Trust fund documents have been shredded and destroyed even after the lawsuit was filed. Federal Judge Royce Lamberth has written, Interior sets the gold standard for mismanagement by the federal government. Three cabinet secretaries have been cited for contempt in the case. For the record, an appeals court has cleared Interior Secretary Gail Norton of contempt. 10 years ago, Congress ordered Interior to account for the money in the fund and fix it. Judge Lamberth has ordered the Interior Department to do the same. Now, the Interior Department is fighting not only the Indians, but the federal courts. Today, its lawyers will argue the government is making progress and it doesn't think the courts can tell it what to do. Interior spokesman Dan Dubray.
We dare say, and we have frequently said, individuals at the Department of the Interior, leadership at the highest level, from the secretary to the deputy secretary to the top leadership of this department, have been focused on ways to improve the management of the Indian Trust.
Keith Harper is the lawyer for the Indians.
Dan Dubray is saying the exact same thing that Interior officials have said in 1995, in 1985, in 1975, in 1965, all the way back to the beginning of the trust. Trust us, we'll fix it, court. Trust us, Congress, we'll fix it.
Interior's Dan Dubray says the government believes it can resolve the issue by itself if the Indians stop demanding so much in the way of accounting.
It would be something for someone to come to you and ask you to open your check register and the previous two or three checking accounts you may have had in your lifetime. But would you also be able to demonstrate the check register of your father and your grandfather and your great-great-grandfather and go back numbers of generations in order to demonstrate that the resources you have in your life were obtained appropriately?
But the Indians say it's likely the government didn't reckon the great-great-grandfather's account to begin with. Harper says that's why the government is in the mess it's in. And he believes the Indians are in the mess they're in with the trust fund case because they're Indians.
What other people could you take their money, mismanage it for a century, not account to them at all, lose all their documents, pay them pennies on the dollar, presently? Tell me what other people would that happen to?
Both sides say they want to settle the case, but it's clear they are both geared up for more battles in the courts. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.